It's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. It's Oscar night in Hollywood, and that means glamorous parties all over the city. But this year, a particular group of women will be hosting parties to cheer on two nominees, actors Viola Davis and Octavia Spencer, who portrayed maids in the film The Help. As NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports now, those parties will try to raise awareness for the rights of domestic workers.
The Help is a movie about black maids in segregated Mississippi who make the lives of their white employers easier by doing their household work. Here's Viola Davis's character, Abilene, describing her job.
I work for the Leafalls from 8 to 4, 6 days a week. I make 95 cents an hour. That comes to $182 every month.
For that, she does everything, cooking, cleaning, and raising the Leafalt toddler, Mae Mobley. Abilene and her fellow housekeeper, Minnie, are fictional, but...
There are Abilenes and Minnies in every town and every city, and that each one of us has a role to play in really bringing respect and dignity to their work.
That's Ai-Jin Poo, director of the National Domestic Workers Alliance, a network devoted to securing rights for the nation's estimated 2 million housekeepers, nannies, and home caregivers. After a 6-year grassroots campaign, Poo successfully got a Domestic Workers Bill of Rights passed in the New York State Legislature. The bill was the first of its kind in the country. It regulated working hours and work conditions and mandated that employers pay the legal minimum wage. Now, Poo has her sights on California.
We call it the Wild West because it's so unpredictable, and oftentimes what you're looking at is a situation where workers are highly vulnerable to abuse.
A California bill similar to the one in New York was passed in the state assembly and will soon go to the Senate for a floor vote. But as with New York, there has been resistance. Opposing lawmakers say regulating hours, overtime, and other workplace conventions for domestic workers means many working families will not be able to afford the nannies and housekeepers they rely on. Anticipating that, the National Domestic Workers Alliance has created a campaign called Be the Help to raise public awareness of the value of domestic work. They're keying off the current craze for the movie to remind employers that they are able to do their jobs because of the help they have at home. Jennifer Bernard has been a New York nanny for 20 years and wants the Help's fans to keep this in mind.
I want them to really remember that the domestic worker is an important person in their home, that we take care of their most prized possession every day. And if they go out to seek a job, they want to be treated in a special way, and we want to be treated the same.
Bernard will be at one of the scores of viewing parties being held on Oscars night to emphasize the importance of domestic work. She hopes if Octavia Spencer wins an Oscar, she'll repeat her moving speech from the Golden Globes.
You know, with regard to domestics in this country now and then, I think Dr. King said it best. All labor that uplifts humanity has dignity and importance, and I thank you for recognizing that with our film.
Anne Bernard hopes the movie will continue to raise awareness so that California and other states will pass laws aimed at giving domestic workers many of the same protections that govern others in the workplace. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.